The new movie Till has gotten rave reviews for its depiction of civil rights martyr Emmett Till and his mother. The movie was greenlit by a young studio executive who's positioned to be the new face of Hollywood star-making. NPR's Netta Ulaby met her in Los Angeles.
The president of Orion Pictures is 38 years old. She's Black, queer, and a devoted dog owner.
Hi, Simone.
Oh my gosh, she's a lover.
Simone is a fluffy rescue, happily bouncing around the sunny hillside home.
She's a lover. Oh, no, no!
A catastrophe with coffee cups is narrowly averted. Challenges are no problem for Alana Mayo. She took over Orion Pictures in 2020. The storied studio once produced such movies as Platoon, Dances with Wolves, and The Silence of the Lambs. Known for its sparkling Constellation logo and prestige pictures, the studio went bankrupt in 1991. Orion was bought by MGM and more or less languished. Mayo's job is reviving it, right when the entire industry is in massive upheaval. But she seems undaunted.
The most self-satisfying part of my job is getting to make the kinds of movies that I want to make inside of the Hollywood system.
Movies, like a high school romantic comedy that started streaming on Amazon this summer. One day's up, 2 days up. Amazon now owns MGM. The movie, Anything's Possible, is about a Black trans teenage girl.
I'm worried about people only pretending to like me because they want to be woke or something.
Anything's Possible is the first movie directed by actor Billy Porter. He talked on CBS This Morning about making an upbeat story starring an empowered teen trans heroine.
She gets a boyfriend. She goes to college. She's going through the regular, normal, you know,
emotions and stuff.
Emotions that.
Through, yeah.
Greenlighting movies like Anything's Possible and the one about Emmett Till is a mission for Alana Mayo. She grew up in a Chicago suburb, and while studying film at Columbia University, she realized something about the movies she'd grown up loving.
I couldn't believe how homogenous they were in terms of who's on screen and who's behind the camera. I genuinely, this system is, by design, exclusionary of a lot of people. I realized it was completely broken.
Like a lot of people in Hollywood, Mayo is connected to that system through her family. Mayo's dad was a top urban radio executive, and her mom worked in entertainment law. But in spite of her access to the tippy-top tiers of her industry, Mayo has risen in a world with very few people like her.
I worked with Ava DuVernay on Selma, and that was my first time ever seeing a Black woman in a position of authorship and power.
Even after years working with top filmmakers, Mayo was blown away, she says, by television like Atlanta, created by Donald Glover.
I said to Donald, I was like, it's as if you climbed in my head and wrote me. The music is the music that I listen to. The jokes I get in the way that it's how my friends and I joke. That was happening in television to scale very quickly.
Donald Glover, she says, is a genius at executing his vision. Mayo decided she wanted to execute the vision of other artists who impressed her.
That's when I started going into rooms and saying, you all are missing an opportunity here. Financially, you're leaving money on the table. And also, why wouldn't we want to be making more of this? This is some of the most exciting art that's coming out from our industry today.
Mayo's other projects include an upcoming movie called Women Talking by Sarah Pauley and the current TV show 61st Street that's a little bit like The Wire.
61st and Road!
The first episode was directed by Marta Cunningham.
Usually we associate executives with these kind of shark-like mentalities, right?
Cunningham talked about Mayo at a party for 61st Street at the National Museum of African American History and Culture.
Her being a Black woman, young, fearless, queer in the industry, and kind. It's not about her paycheck, her status, her power. And it's so refreshing.
It's kind of time for something new.
Alana Mayo says the ground may feel like it's collapsing in Hollywood right now, but what healthy industry stays the same for 100 years? The trick, she says, is to keep taking risk and artistic reward.
If you have the privilege, as I do, to be alive in this moment and in a position where you can either tell stories or partially determine which stories are told, I don't know how you can't be excited about what's being left on the table.
Alana Mayo is not only making the table bigger, she might be redefining what the table is. Netta Ulibi, NPR News.